No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shark and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? This is my spot, Morning Madhouse, don't stop, Power 98 on top, Shawty got the game on lock, This is my spot, Morning Madhouse, don't stop, Power 98 on top, Shawty got the game on lock, Morning Madhouse, don't stop.
Wait a minute, man, it's Monday again? It's like I just went to sleep yesterday and woke up and it was Friday yesterday, but man, today's Monday again. It's time to get up and go to work. Come back to school.
Hey, it's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for y'all one time. 5:53, 7 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. Back at it, baby. It means it's Monday again. Again, it's Monday. 54 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 70. Slight chance of rain, drizzle throughout the morning, but it's going to clear out and make way for a little bit of sunshine. All right, we're going to get some sunshine. Yeah, we're going to have some clouds in the morning and then clear out, make way for some sunshine. But by the end of the week, boy, that temperature going to drop. You're looking forward to Halloween this week. You're going to do something for Halloween. You're going to do something where you're socially distanced and you're going to do something with the kids. If you're going to be anywhere near outside, that Halloween temperature this Saturday is right now slated to be at 60 with sunshine. Woo! Shout out to the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. We got a big Halloween, parade where it's like a Halloween drive-through parade. Bring your kids out. And of course, they can just come through and snatch some candy and keep it pushing. For more details, just check my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. All right, man. Here it is, baby. In the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Man, what's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I went to a bourbon and cigar tasting, so that was a cool little new experience.
Okay.
Me. Learned a lot about bourbon tasting and how you do it and what you look for and learned a lot about cigars and things like that. So, a little experience for me.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Celebrated some folks' birthday. Shout out to my girl, Jessica Davis.
Jessica Davis, what the business is?
My homegirl, Moo, celebrated Moo's birthday as well. So, yeah, busy little weekend.
All right. I was so in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all said, what's up, the comedian? Bye bye.
I said, good morning.
Everybody in Rock Hill.
Good morning.
Gaston.
Good morning.
Cuckoo.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning, Anna.
What's up, baby?
What's happening, boy?
What's up with it?
What's going on with you?
How was your weekend, big dog?
Weekend was great. It was dope. Shout out to everybody that came out to the shows. It was dope, man.
That's dope.
The setup that they had was nice. Shout out to the Fillmore and Live Nation for putting on the Live in the Lot series.
Live in the Lot?
Yeah.
It was dope.
It was dope.
That was the first one that they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw that they have another one coming out.
Yeah. Well, they had a live band last night, and they have DS. He'll be doing the next comedy series, and I didn't know that that was the first live event in Charlotte since the pandemic. I didn't know because one of those news stations reached out to me, and they were trying to set up an interview, but they didn't do any media. Live Nation didn't set up any media for it, but yeah, it was dope. It was dope. Shout out to everybody that came, man. Friday night was dope. I didn't know what to expect Friday night. Friday night, I was nervous. I ain't even gonna lie. But they showed up. It was about 50, 60 people. It was only 100 seats total. But Saturday night, boy, they came out there, boy.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they was ready. It was dope.
I should have run to a female yesterday. She said she was mad that she missed your show. She asked me, did I go? I told her, no, I was out of town. So, but she was like, I hate I missed Purpose Show.
It was dope. Yeah, you missed one.
A female came out and served with us yesterday as we was out serving the homeless yesterday. So
Okay. She was like, yeah. Did you go to Burpee Show? I was like, I don't fool with Burpee like that. Nah,
that after 10 o'clock, I don't know you.
Like, I don't really. Nah, I told her I was out of town. I didn't get to make it out. I was trying to make it back. I just didn't get to make it back in time.
Yeah. It was dope. Shout out to DJ Shark. He came through. Duchess.
Yeah, I see Shark pull up.
Yeah, my boy pulled up. Duchess pulled up.
Okay. What up, Dutch?
It was dope.
That's what's up, big dog. I was actually in Raleigh this weekend, man. Went up there to serve with the people in Raleigh, North Carolina, right outside of Shaw. They got a park down there. They got a park downtown, which is right behind Shaw University. So we was out there serving with the students from Shaw University and an organization up there, man. So shout out to everybody out there in Raleigh. Hollered at your boy, Peter Pablo. Talked to him while I was down there. Kicked it with him for a minute. And yeah, just came on back, man. Just continuing the service that we got going on from Charlotte all across the world, man. We spread love one block at a time. It's called Black Love Charlotte for a reason. But shout out to all the folks in Raleigh, man. It was a lot of hospitality up there. So shout out to them and everybody at Shaw University that was actually in classes and came out and served with us this weekend down in Raleigh. Was right back here in the city with it yesterday and went to serve yesterday. And shout out to everybody on my podcast, Me, Him, and Her 704. The sports podcast, my man, the Carolina Kid, and April Michelle. That went down last night as well. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. One of the most amazing things about life is that with each new day, we get a chance to start over. If you failed, if you've fallen, if you have made mistakes, or even sinned, your life is not over. Now, how can I say that with confidence? Well, number one, because you're listening today, which means that God still has something great for you to accomplish in your life. And number two, after all the failures, mistakes, and sins of my life, I'm still here. God has seen fit to let me have another chance. I'm a witness that when one door closes, another door opens. So remember that your life does not end because one door closes. There is another door waiting for you to walk through. Today, look for the open door because God has given you another chance. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Yeah, no living Larry in the morning, madhouse. 607, 7 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Y'all know what time it is. Hit the hashtag MHQOTD, your madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
Happy Monday to you nosy neighbors. We want to know what's the nastiest song you've ever heard.
Another nastiest song. You know we just heard a nasty song. Why? So what's the nastiest song you ever heard? I think I'm going to go with Luke. Face down. That's the way we like to. You can't even sing it, baby. Face down. That's the way we like to. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Luke. Either that Luke song or The Cable by Luke. That's not really a song. It's like a long ass interlude. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Face Down. Yeah.
I cannot remember, and I'm sitting up here on my Apple Music trying to find this artist's name. I cannot remember his name, but we interviewed him.
Oh,
at BET.
I remember who you're talking about.
He told me about a song that he has.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name either.
Nasty.
Yeah, I remember we looked it up while he was there.
I listened to it while he was there. And, I mean, my mouth just dropped. Oh, y'all, I'm going to try to find this song for you all. But that would be my first pick. I cannot think of the name of that artist in that song. But, yes, that's the nastiest song that I've ever heard, but since I can't think of a song, I'm gonna go with the song that I recently heard thanks to you all.
Send me the song, Jessica.
Thanks to you all. I no longer have it in my phone. Can I say the title?
I don't think you should, Jessica.
I think you can say the title.
Don't let Larry set you up.
I'm not trying
to
set you up.
Okay, I won't say the name of the song. I will say the name of the song.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Spitting Her Butt.
There it is. That's the name of the song.
All right.
The name of her song is Spitting Her Butt.
That's the name of her song. I will go with that one. And then second place.
That's the name of the song. We need to play it.
I was actually at...
We don't need to play it.
Yeah, we do.
I was at Jessica Davis's birthday party this weekend, and some of her family members asked me about it. They were, because they saw what I posted on social media about it.
I was like,
they asked about it, and a couple of them were like, "Yeah, I went and I listened to it."
See, it's bad. It's one of them songs. It is one of them songs. Like if it was played, it's like a novelty song. Like I think it could work as a novelty.
It is definitely a novelty song. It's definitely a novelty song. But yeah, that's it. In a second place to that other one. I'm gonna find that other one.
I forgot that. I remember him telling us, and I remember that we looked it up right there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bert. What you got?
Mine is Akinyele. Akinyele.
Akinyele.
Yeah, him. Yeah. That was the first nasty song that I heard that I was in shock when I heard it. Mm. The rest of them, they don't shock.
You talking about put it in the mouth? Put it in your mouth?
Larry, I wasn't
going to
say the name.
What's the name of the song, man?
Everybody, hell, he ain't have one song. Everybody
actually, no, song he had two. He had another.
Don't nobody remember the second one.
Free. That one that Drake's, though.
Again, for nobody free. Remembers the second one.
For free. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Drake stole the song from him. Yeah,
but Akinyele.
Akinyele.
You know what else is a nasty song?
He was so aggressive on that song.
He was. And why not? He's actually on tour right now with my son. He's on tour.
What?
I'll explain that it after him. Yeah, he comes out and do his two joints. He's a real good guy, though. He's a real good guy. Not for real.
What other two songs are really, really nasty? One, Slop.
Hey, 3-6 Mafia.
That one
Project
is
Pat.
Really, really nasty.
Yep. Yeah.
And
come on the car.
Cameron, with me. Effing or not.
Yeah.
That one is really.
Lil Wayne.
Is that the one with? I was about to say. Is that the one with?
Yeah. Lil Wayne on there. Him and Wayne did the mixtape together.
Surprisingly enough, that one is on my workout playlist.
Bye, Jessica. Jessica, what are you doing on your workout?
Really, really gets me amped up when I'm on the tread.
That would get you amped up.
On the tread? All right. I don't think I'm treadmill.
just letting you know.
Hey, whatever float up.
Oh, okay, look. Air quote, treadmill. Okay, cool.
You know what the real sad part is? I can rap every single I've seen, one.
I saw you do it at a concert. We saw you do it at a concert.
Every single one of
those. We saw you do it at a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so immature and ignorant.
How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Living Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
The only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse.
This is it all.
Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, this is a little awkward. Wendell Pierce announced that he was portraying B.B. King in his upcoming biopic, but the estate says, not so fast. Word is they are furious that Wendell Pierce said that he had the role because they're actually still considering other actors, one of which is Kenan Thompson to play B.B. King. So Wendell Pierce or Kenan Thompson? I actually think that Wendell Pierce would be a better pick for it.
I like Kenan. If he can pull it off, I mean, I think Kenan can pull this off.
I see why not.
Don't get me wrong. I think that both of them can pull it off. Mm-hmm. I think that both of them can pull it off. I think that both of them are talented actors. But it looks, I'd go with Wendell.
Mm.
I would go with Wendell for B.B. King.
I mean, either one of them. Like you said, I think either one of them would be good, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to see how they do it.
Looks like he might not be getting it.
With the estate talking.
Yeah, they're like, calm down, Window. Sir.
Mr. Window.
Cut it out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B coming up, man. We got a game show Monday, and of course, you know what's coming up as well. We got your Madhouse classic throwback of the morning on the way right here. We Charlotte's plug.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean,
if they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Coming up, man, we're playing a game show Monday. If you want to play with us, 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. They spin that wheel. You find out what game you're playing. And what they going to win today, Burt?
They're winning the $100 voucher to Stars and Strikes. You want to go bowling, play laser tag, or get on that arcade? Call up here to play trivia.
Y'all, I hate Burpee right now. 598-WPEG, Charlotte Club, Purdue, and 599-B. Burpee's got to be what you said, man.
I said that kid don't talk nothing but Miami hood talk. English, Spanish, and French. French? What is French? It's a goop ass out here, man.
I hate them.
Trying to trick these people.
There doesn't mean no English or French.
It's bilingual. If they choose to have a little bit of that in there too. And that's fine.
And it's English and French.
It's culture kitty. It's culture kitty. You ain't never had no culture kitty in your life, Burpee.
No. I've had culture kitty, and that ain't it.
Burpee.
You got to learn to appreciate it now.
That is gentrified kitty.
Burpee, what you say about that kitty?
It's the English, Spanish, and French. French? I don't understand what French is, Larry. I don't know. That kid don't talk them languages. That kid talk 305 Miami-Dade kitty talk. Don't you lie to these people.
I'm tagging the city girls in this video.
Tag them, please. Please explain to me. Let me know something because you throwed me off. You throwed me off.
You need no way to do with no culture kitty, baby.
What'd you tell them, Justin?
You wouldn't know what to do with no culture kitty.
Right, because if that's what culture kitty is, I don't know.
You don't know what to do with that.
I don't want no.
That is diverse kitty.
No. That ain't educated kitty right there.
Burpee said ain't educated. Don't make no English and French.
That's GED kitty right there, man.
Not GD. City girls, I'm kidding.
Who are you, Sadidi?
According to that song, I'm boozing.
What's wrong with some GD kitty?
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but don't lie to the people and make it seem like it's something else.
You want to play game show Monday, 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Caller number 9, we play a game show Monday right now. What they going to win, Bert?
They winning this $100 voucher to go to Stars and Strikes out there in Concord.
I heard that place is like that, too.
Yeah, I got to go check it out.
Hit us up right now. Spin this game show. We'll find out what game we playing.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
All right, Game Show Monday. Let's see who playing today.
Mika.
What's up, Mika? What's up, baby?
Very much chilling. How y'all doing this morning?
We are doing good.
Wonderful.
That is good.
All right, Mika, we're going to play Game Show Monday. All you got to do is spin this wheel and whatever game we play. And if you win, you win. You win on Game Show Monday today, all right?
Okay, let's get it going.
All right, well, you got to say spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected trivia.
Oh, you got general trivia. We can ask you about anything we think you should know about. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 correct, you win, okay?
Okay.
Kick it off for Ms. Jessica.
I need you to tell me, what is a noun?
A noun?
Yes.
It's a person, place, or thing.
You are correct. About to say.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
All right. This man was the longtime face of McDonald's restaurant.
Ronald McDonald. Hey, period.
You got it, baby. What you got, Burp?
You got it right because you are correct. We're sending you over there to Stars and Strikes with a $100 voucher. You can go bowling, play laser tag, get on that arcade. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up, girl.
Power 98.
What y'all on this morning, man? Welcome to Monday. Burpee still beefing with Rod Wave because Rod Wave cussed him out on Twitter. I can't believe it. That was almost a year ago, Burpee. It happened in December last year, Burpee.
I don't care.
And you still mad at Rod Wave.
Don't let nobody talk to me like that. Don't let nobody talk to me like that. I don't care who you is.
You mad you didn't get the cousin back out?
I was mad because of my quote unquote job. I couldn't say nothing.
Well, you could have sent him a deal.
No, hell no, man. That's not manly. Slide of your DMs to cuss you out.
Yeah. I'm getting my point across. You gonna hear what I got to say.
You slide into my DMs to cuss my
what? The rules say you cannot argue in public. They didn't say you couldn't argue in DM.
No.
Yeah. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. You got somebody on your shine list. Somebody's doing something good. Salute to them. Man, give them a shout out for their birthday. They got their own business. Hey, somebody got a promotion at work. Somebody went back to work because a lot of people have been out of work. 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to let y'all shine. Who you got on your shine list today? 570-WPG 1-800-525-0098.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flows. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them and tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Y'all know what time it is, man. Time to let somebody shine. So I'm gonna go ahead and kick off the shine. Let's want to shout out to my big homie, Simmy! AKA Simmy 4, man. Just leveled up. Just got him a new whip. Shout out to my man, Joe Monster Boss and Company. Hooked him up. So, hey, Simmy, boy, do your thing, big dog. Congratulations, big homie. Swear through the city, big dog!
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let my brother Yannis Keaton shine. He's in the hospital right now and going through surgery through cancer. But, you know, God willing, he's going to shine and, you know, got him covered in the Lord's blood. Thank you.
Claiming it.
Amen.
That's what's up right there. All right, man, y'all know how we do it each and every morning. About this time, you got somebody you need to let shine. All you got to do is hit us up. And coming up, Miss Jessica's got it for you. Nosy Neighbor News dropping right around 7:24. A chance for you to go to Nightmare Carolina.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Boy, Offset had a run-in with police. Got details about that. Why are people going crazy about Sasha Obama? I'ma let you know, you will never believe what Drake served at his birthday party, boy. He got social media going crazy behind this one. And 21 Savage made a huge announcement. What was it?
21 Savage announced that he really wants to be 22 unsavage. He don't want to be savage no more.
Okay.
He turned his life to Christ.
Yeah, same thing, kind of like what I said. You don't want to be savage.
What it is. It's coming up next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
You're preaching now.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
What the hell is going on here? What the hell going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, October 26th. Offset had a run-in with police officers, and it was all captured on his Instagram Live. In the video, you see the rapper being asked to step out of his car. Now, Offset refuses, saying that I got my hands on the steering wheel and y'all got guns pointed at me. He repeatedly tells the officers that he is Offset from the Migos and they don't seem to care. You then see another officer reach his hand into the car, unlock the door. Now, Beverly Hills police deny that Offset was arrested. Cardi's cousin was in the car and he was arrested and charged with carrying a concealed and loaded firearm in public. Sasha Obama was seen on her friend's TikTok, and she was rapping JT's part on Moneybagg's song, some said the remix. It sent social media into a tizzy. Now, look, leave her alone. She rapped the unedited version. Her friend has since deleted all TikTok videos that include Sasha Obama. During a recent interview, 21 Savage was asked if he had any songs about his past relationship with Amber Rose on his new album. He quickly shut that down, said, "Do I miss her? Hell nah. I ain't made any songs about her. She's in a relationship. I am happily in love. I got a family. I'm good." He continued and made a big announcement. He says, "You can't let them know everything. I am happily in love. I'm married. I'm happy." He didn't reveal who his wife is or how long he has been married. Now, thousands of Drake fans took to social media to wish him a happy birthday over the weekend. As he celebrated, he was met with a little bit of confusion from fans as they read his birthday dinner menu. Okay, now it started off with the regulars. Fried calamari, a sushi platter, Caesar salad, baby kale salad, and the main dishes, chicken, steak fries, grilled shrimp. But it was the last two items that caused people to raise their eyebrows. Grilled cauliflower and mac and cheese. Sounds cool, right? Well, they were made with sun-dried tomatoes, capers, parsley, and damn raisins, y'all. He put raisins in the macaroni and cheese. One person wrote, "If I went to Drake's birthday and got macaroni and cheese that had raisins in it, I'd honestly sue that man."
He is me.
Raisins in the mac and cheese?
He is me.
What? Happy birthday to Hillary Clinton, Toya Wright, and Tokyo Jets. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Power 98. Nola Blair, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hey, it's Sam Fowdy, and you know what time it is. It is time they hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad? Are we mad, mad?
Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Seckies. That's right. Log on to Power98FM.com to show us how you repping your favorite college team for your chance to win a 6-foot cooler full of prizes. And it's all courtesy of the Seckies. So make sure you go on there right now and rep your team, rep your squad, and show us how you repping so you can win that 6-foot cooler. All right, today, hashtag Larry Mad. This one a little personal. A little personal today. So I'm out all the time, you know what I mean? Just driving and cruising and cruising and driving. Today, Larry is mad at all you boys and girls with these challengers and chargers, a.k.a. Scat Packs, Hellcats, whatever you want to call them. Y'all already know I rep for my man Joe Master Boss, and you know he sell these things, and I be telling Joe, "You selling too many of them." Because every time I'm on the street, one always pull up beside me, and they always rev their little ears, and they always want to race. I don't want to race y'all. Listen, I am trying to enjoy my Sunday afternoon. I'm just going to get me a nice cup of muscle milk, and I'm headed to church. I don't want to race y'all. Every time y'all pull up beside somebody y'all want to race. Up and down the street. I'm on Beta Ford Road the other day. I saw at least 135 Scat Packs, a.k.a. Challengers and Chargers. Now, listen, I'm also mad at you boys that got the Scat Pack starter kit. Your engine don't sound like the rest of the boys, and it don't sound right. And you out there trying to hit it, and it don't sound like a Scat Pack. I don't know what it sound like. It sound like a old Pinto, and it sounds like you ain't got your money right yet, so you need to leave yours in the garage. If your money ain't right and your scat pack ain't sounding right, leave it in the garage. But all y'all boys out there in them challenges and charges, everybody don't want to race y'all. Man, I'm out here chilling. I'm trying to get to my destination. Stop pulling up like you in Fast and Furious 2020, Sam. That's all I got today, man. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. I'm sick of these boys. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Don't leave it, Larry.
Now it's time to get Burbage thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
It is that time. It's Monday. The weekend is over. We back at it. We working hard, trying to anyway. We trying to wake up on this Monday. You know, I had a conversation, Larry and Jessica, over the weekend. And we were talking about the debate last week with Trump and Biden. And everybody was all up in arms and they were saying, well, why are they arguing? I said, because they in their upper thousands. All old people do is argue. They don't like nothing. Older people don't like nothing. And then somebody had the nerve to say to me, well, this generation, what are they going to have to complain about when they get older? I laughed. I scoffed at that statement because these millennials will have plenty to tell their grandkids what they don't like about them. You know what they're going to say, Larry and Jessica? I got a couple things that they're going to say to their grandkids that they're going to be upset about. They're going to look at their grandkids and tell them, have you ever almost died or been about to pass out because you blew too many times in a Nintendo cartridge? Have you ever done that before in your life? I done died plenty of times and got dizzy because I wanted to play Super Mario. See, these kids had cell phones. I can tell these millennials, who are my generation, are we millennials? We consider millennials.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Kind of, sort of. I'm in between.
No, you're not.
I'm going to tell my grandkids, you never had to call your parents collect, but say everything you had to say in the name line when you called your parents. I used to call my mom. When they wouldn't come get me from practice, I used to call my mama collect 1-800-COLLECT. She answered the phone. You have a collect call from somebody come pick me up. Y'all forgot to come get me from football practice. Click. You will never have to experience that in your life. I will tell my grandkids, you ever been doing homework online and the internet went out. So you lost all your homework, but the internet went out. Because somebody got on the damn phone. You never experienced dial-up in your life. I hated AOL growing up. I hated having a landline. And then you know what I had to do? I had to explain to my child what a landline was. Because they don't even know what the hell that is. You just be on the internet. And hang up the phone! Who pick up the phone? You will never experience that in your life. We got plenty to argue about. These millennials is going to have plenty to argue about, Larry.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep, you know the Madhouse question of the day is, what is the nastiest song you've ever heard? You can definitely log on to our Instagram pages. I'm at I Am No Limit Larry on Instagram.
Mine is at I Am Burpee.
And Jessica said, hey, Miss Jessica. Okay, so this is actually leading on one of my pages right now. Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, WAP is pot out of.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
Back in February, it was announced that Peter Guns would now be the new host of the TV show Cheaters. Well, the trailer dropped this weekend and social media lost their collective minds. One person wrote, Cheaters got the ultimate cheater. And then another person wrote, imagine if you're on a date with your side person and then Peter Guns rolls up on you. I'm going off. I know your cheating ass ain't asking me nothing about cheating. If y'all want to see this whole trailer of Peter Guns on Cheaters, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby.
I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. I'm going to read a case, and it's a letter from a nosy neighbor, and you determine who is guilty in this. Give us a call. So here is today's letter. It says, my friend knows that I hate my current job, and I've been looking for something new with more money. So he told me to apply for a position at his job, and he was the hiring manager. Now, this job was perfect for me, but I didn't get it. When I asked, he said that the person that got hired worked for the company before, so they knew the culture, and they had more qualifications. He also said he never told me that I automatically had the job. I'm mad because he's always talking that when I eat, my family and friends eat mess. And he's the one who told me to apply for the job. He knows that I'm struggling to make ends meet. I haven't talked to him since it all went down. He told our other friend that I'm tripping and being immature. I'm like, yo, you had opportunity to help a friend out and you didn't. So we need to know who is guilty in this case. Is it the friend? Or is it the friend that was looking for a job? Let us know. 570-WPEG.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here is today's case. It says, my friend knows that I hate my current job, and I've been looking for something new with more money, so he told me to apply for a job at his job because he was the hiring manager. This job was perfect for me, but I didn't get it. When I asked, he said that the person that got hired worked for the company before, so they knew the culture and they had more qualifications. He also said that he never told me that I automatically had a job. I'm mad because he's always talking that when I eat, my family and friends eat mess. And he's the one that told me to apply for the job in the first place. He knows that I'm struggling to make ends meet. Now, I haven't talked to him since it all went down. He told our other friend that I'm tripping and being immature. I'm like, yo, you had the chance to help a friend out and you didn't. So we need to know who is guilty. Is it the hiring manager or is it the friend that was looking for the job? 570-WPEG.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good hair.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, we're back in at Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter. My friend knows that I hate my current job and I've been looking for something new with more money. So he had told me to apply for a position at his job because he was the hiring manager. Now, this job was perfect for me, but I didn't get it. When I asked, he said that the person that got hired worked for the company before, so they knew the culture and had more qualifications. He also said, I never told you that you automatically had a job. I'm mad because he's always talking that when I eat, my family and friends eat mess. And he's the one that told me to apply for the job. He knows that I'm struggling to make ends meet. Now, I haven't talked to him since it all went down. He told our other friend that I'm tripping and being immature. I'm like, yo, you had the opportunity to help a friend out and you didn't. So we need to know who is guilty. Is it the hiring manager or the friend? Power 98, good morning.
Okay, so I feel like that it's the friend who was the hiring manager. I feel as though he could at least gave his friend a trial period, and then if it didn't work out, he could have hired somebody else.
Okay,
so
thank
that's
you.
My take on that. You're welcome.
Power 98, who is guilty?
The one who told them to apply for the job. Why would you tell me to apply for a job and not give it to me and you already know my qualifications? I'm thinking I'm going to get the job automatically and then I'm going to go ahead and give it to somebody else.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
She is guilty and she is very ungrateful.
You said the friend is guilty?
She's guilty. She's straight guilty. She cannot have this man jeopardize his job because she's unskilled. Like, he can't build her resume for her. He can't do the job for her. He did her a solid by letting her know the job was available and to apply for it. She's just ungrateful and unskilled and she needs to get her life together and act like an adult.
Let me just state this. that it was never stated that this was a she or a he in the story. It was only that the friend was a he.
Okay, the one that got the job. The one that, the guilty one is the one that asked for the job or assistance from the job. Guilty as hell.
Thank
you very much. Hour 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Toodles.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
You respect this.
Oh, hey, your pretty boy, Larry.
Yeah, whatever. What up, boy?
Where my friend at? That big bag.
He's right here. Say hi, Burpee.
Good morning.
Hey, cutie.
See?
Just say hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say hello to you. You just do something to me. I'm sorry.
Toodles, who is guilty in this case? Is it the hiring manager or the friend?
I'm sorry, y'all. The one that's looking for the job is guilty. First of all, honey, you can't go to your friends for nothing but bread and milk, honey. Leave it at that. Because when you go to them for something, they're going to have something to always hang over your head, honey. Never let nobody know what comes in and out your pockets. Don't let them be able to count your bag. Don't let them do that, honey. Blaze your own trail. Get your own path. Even if you end up selling that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Toodles.
Thank you. Oh,
bye, Toodles. I'm sick of him. I hate him. Thank you for calling, Toodles. He called Burpee cute. That was funny. All right. Coming up, what are we doing? Oh, we could. Oh, I got to say what I got?
Yes, Larry.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Keep it tapped in because my testimony going to set it off.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here is your letter for today. It says, my friend knows that I hate my current job, and I've been looking for something new with more money. So he told me to apply for a position at his job because he was a hiring manager. This job was perfect for me, but I didn't get it. When I asked, he said the person that got hired worked for the company before, so they knew the culture and they had more qualifications. He also said he never told me that I actually had the job. I'm mad because he's always talking that when I eat, my family eats mess and my friends eat. He is the one who told me to apply for the job in the first place. He knows that I'm struggling to make ends meet. I haven't talked to him since it all went down. He told our other friend that I am tripping and being immature. I'm like, yo, you had the opportunity to help a friend out and you didn't. So who is guilty? Is it the hiring manager or the friend?
Go ahead, Burp.
All
right. Well, first of all, it depends on the position. Because if I'm the hiring manager and you coming in shooting for the stars, aiming to be a manager, you need to calm your head down. You over there struggling in the first place. You might not have the qualifications to be somebody's supervisor. I don't know if I would do that for you. Second of all, it's fair game. I never said I was going to give you the job. Never said I was going to give you the job. I said apply. And if you applied on 8.5 by 11 regular paper, that's what you sent your resume in on, you didn't meet the qualifications.
What if he did it all right?
Did what?
What if he applied for it, he sent the resume in, went through whatever, what if they did it all right?
There was someone there who was better. There was someone there. It's not a case of, I'm supposed to do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the friend who was looking for the job was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Was looking for their friend to be like, all right, I got you. I'm going to put you in this job because when it was never, that was never understood.
Mm-hmm.
So now your best bet is to go. Find another job. Fill out another application. Look somewhere else. I don't know why you're mad at your friend. I don't understand why they would be mad at the hiring manager.
All right.
So, yeah, the friend, the one looking for the job is guilty.
Gotcha.
Everybody who says the hiring manager is guilty are a part of white privilege. Because this is what this friend... Yep. This is what this friend is looking for. They're looking for privilege. You are looking for privilege because I am the hiring manager on this job. I told you, you probably done complained months and months about your little ragged-ass job that you got. So I'm saying, hey, I'm a hiring manager. Let me see what I can do. That's what it's a let me see what I can do. I didn't say, look, come over here and I'm going to give you the job. No, I said, look, you're tired of working out there in trash. You want to move up the fries. Well, come on over here and move up the fries then. You know what I mean? Bring your qualifications, bring your resume, and let me see. This is what a good friend does. He says, he or she says, let me see if I can help you. And second of all, you greedy. You already got a job. You already got a job. Your qualifications ain't up to par. Hey, you probably couldn't even damn interview. So I can lead you to water, but
I couldn't interview.
You're right. You're right. Because you didn't get the job. I can lead you to water, but I can't make you swim. So therefore, the friend looking for the job is privileged, and they damn right they're guilty.
We have a last minute entry. This person is sending me a message right now. They say the hiring manager is wrong. This person says, I hired all of my friends, no qualifications, and they all did great. And then she goes on to say, white people do this all the time.
They do. Like, what did I say, Bert? What did I start out saying? So you are looking for privilege.
So why is it wrong in this case for this person to not do it, not help their friend out?
But it's not like I'm not helping you out because you already have a job. You just want to elevate. You want to go somewhere else. You want to come here. But if you're not qualified, then
which is a form of helping them out.
But here's the thing,
I want to see what they put on their resume.
But here's the thing. Me, as the hiring manager, I have to do what's in the best interest of the job. That's just like right here, we work in radio, and we know somebody ain't qualified to get on this radio, and we bring them in to give them a job. Then they're going to look
at
us crazy.
But you're assuming that the person wasn't qualified.
That's what it says.
This letter says that the other person had more qualifications.
Yeah.
It did not say
that
they were not qualified.
Okay, well, the other person had more. They was better. And they already worked here before, so they already knew what the job was.
What is on the resume for your friend to say, I'm not hiring?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
My damn friend, I'm gonna pick
that. The letter says it. The letter says that he said the person worked there before and they had
more qualifications.
Right. I want to know what the specific qualifications were. Did you come from at the gas station to the Fortune 500 company now? What did you put in your special training part of your resume? That's what I
pole slider. I'm a former pole slider.
What would have been wrong? And I'm not saying that y'all are wrong or anything like that. But what's wrong with you helping your friend out? Like, if you're the hiring manager, right?
Right.
And you know what they're looking for, why not give your friend the edge and say, here, do this, say this, or whatever. Why not do that for your friend?
Because I want to see if my friend is really, really going to come in here and do what they need to do. It's one thing to help a friend, and it's one thing to enable a friend. It's two different things.
You put a lot on your name when you hire somebody that
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, but this isn't someone. Obviously, this person didn't think that the friend couldn't do the job. The man said to him, apply for it. He
right.
said, apply for this job. So he knew that the person was qualified. He knew that he could handle it. If you're a friend and you don't think that the friend can handle the job, you're not even going to say apply for it.
No. He didn't know that.
Why would you do that?
Because they could be complaining because she said he clearly, or the person said, the friend said, they know I don't like my job. They know I don't
There's
like I complain
no
about.
There's no way in the world that I would ever say
that's
to.
That's you, but some people
but
do.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would ever say to my friend that I hear complaining about a job, apply for the job, knowing that they can't get it, and put myself in that predicament between me and my friend.
No, he
I'm not
never
gonna do that.
He never said when he applied that he knew he had the qualifications or that
right.
he knew he had the credentials. He knew that his friend was struggling. That's why he told him to fill out a damn application in the first place.
Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that predicament with your friend to say apply for the job, and your friend knows that you're the hiring manager, and then they might not get the job? Like, I'm not gonna do that.
Because
that's like we know we have a position available and you want a job, and I would be wrong as a friend not to tell you that we're hiring. I'm telling you, listen, we're hiring, come in here and apply.
Right.
Now, what you do in the interview and what's on your resume, that's on you.
And if I know that there's a possibility that my friend is not going to get that job or something, either I'm going to give them the edge because they're my friend, or I'm not going to tell them at all.
I'm gonna tell you because you want a new job.
I'm the hiring manager. It's gonna put me and my friend in a predicament.
No, because a true friend will understand. They'll really understand. Like, bro, okay, maybe I didn't get it because such and such. And he, the person came back and explained to you why you didn't get the job.
According to the jury, they say that the friend is guilty.
Damn, you are guilty, so you will remain in the doghouse.
I'm laughing at these comments over here.
Case I still got some closed. Wins over. Just sent me a text message that said, Jessica, tell No Limit and Burpee, they talking in circles. Who tells someone to apply for a job that they're not qualified for? Like, why would you even tell them to apply for it? It ain't not qualified.
I don't know your qualifications. I don't know your qualifications.
You know your friend is struggling.
You got a job. You want? Hey, we hiring. Come in here and apply.
You looking for a job and you doing bad? I'm gonna take it. You need some money. You gonna apply for anything? Damn near.
Right.
Y'all too nice, man.
Not if I'm the hiring manager. I know what they're looking for in the job. I'm the hiring manager. I'm privy to that information.
You know how many friends I got there? That's comedians that I ain't never put on the damn show.
It's not a matter of like. Being in here, and I just know that Beasley is hiring. I'm not going. If I know that Beasley is hiring, I might tell my friend. But if I'm the hiring manager and I know that they're not qualified for it, I'm not going to tell them
That I'm glad I said that because it's a let me see what you can do type of thing.
In the case, your friends jumping through hoops and everything. And y'all know that they struggling. Y'all know that they struggling. You're not just going to help them out because they're
a friend. I'm gonna throw you a bone.
Right.
But after that, you gotta find your own bones because especially being in my position when being a comedian, I put plenty of people on shows to see how they would do. And then if they didn't do well, I'm not going to put you on the road with me to not have a good show the rest of the time I'll be on the road. But I'm not going to do that.
You gave them an opportunity. You put them on the show. You gave them the job, Bert.
You put them on the show. The job
they had
is
an opportunity
on the road.
To show. This person didn't even have an opportunity
to show
that they could do the job.
I gave you the opportunity to apply.
The job is getting on the road with me and staying on the road. Job is not. Right. That's like a tryout. Right. Me to put you on one show.
This person didn't even get a tryout.
That's the application. That's my tryout. The interview is the tryout. You didn't pass. You didn't make the team. They still are on the stage.
They are on the stage.
They bomb. You bomb.
They bomb.
You got them. The stage was the interview, Jessica.
This person in this letter says, my friend didn't tell me that I bombed. They just said someone came in and had more qualifications.
Because
you might have needed X, Y, and Z, right? I might have had X, Y, and Z, but the other person might have had X, Y, Z, and 1, 2, 3. That don't mean I bombed. They just had they had something extra.
That means you weren't better than somebody else.
That means I have to do what's in the best interest of the job.
Of the company. It'll be different if I was the owner of the company and I didn't hire you. That's different. But now I got to do what's in the best interest of the company so I can keep my damn job. So I'm going to be outside.
You get a pick. Huh? You're the hiring manager.
Right, so what if I pick you and you got less qualifications? They go back and check, say.
Say less qualifications.
Yeah, that's what it said. You said it.
The
qualifications
were
better.
Got hired had more qualifications.
But it doesn't say that he doesn't have the qualifications.
I said you got less than the person. Okay. You got less than the person applying. Right. So now when my boss come down and look at why you didn't hire such and such, and then I'm in trouble, then I get fired and I'm looking for a job. Who's going to help me?
I'm still hiring somebody that's qualified.
We don't know.
End of the day. Good enough to get the damn job.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you black smart? Come on, man. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Tomorrow?
Mari.
What's up, Mari? What's up? Where you calling from?
Good morning. Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Sparkle City represent. All right, we're going to play Black Tomorrow. We're going to give you three questions. If you get 2 to 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Tomorrow. However, Mari, if you do not, we need that hood, Black Card, all right?
All right.
What? Kick it out, baby.
All right, Mari, EBT stands for Electronic Benefit Transfer. But what do black people say EBT stand for?
Eat better today.
Eat better today.
Yeah, you're damn right it do. Right. What you got for me, Justin?
Destiny's Child has had a bunch of members over the year. Name 5 of the Destiny's Child members.
5, okay. Beyonce, Kelly, Michelle, LaToya, Keisha.
Damn, you was doing so good, baby. You was doing so good. Damn.
I know. I didn't know they had
No.
All right, here's the last part of the question. You get this one correct, you are Black Smart. If you miss it, we need that hood black card, all right? You ready?
All right.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
All right.
In the movie. Roll Bounce. What was the movie about? What were they doing in the movie?
They were skating.
You're right.
With
they were skating. They were skating. That's what it was about. You win, baby.
You win.
You are correct. You are Black Smart. And you just won a $100 gift card courtesy of R&B artist sensation Chrissy. Matter of fact, go ahead and get her album while you waiting on this card. It's called Take It.
Definitely. Thank y'all so much.
Tell everybody what station hooked you up, baby.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
All right, time for your Madhouse question of the day. Your Madhouse voicemail. Listen, it's been brought to you by Power 98 is we make strides against breast cancer during our 4-week virtual challenge. It's going down right now. So log on to Power 98 and choose your distance goal. You can walk, run, bike, or hike each week now through November the 1st. And you can log on to Power98FM.com for more details. And it's all being brought to you by Queen Park Social. Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Ms. Jessica?
We wanted to know, what is the nastiest song you've ever heard?
Mr. RJ, or Mrs. RJ17 said, anything by Dina Howard. Dina Howard. The Travel Good said, the Whisper Song. Leaker Baby 87 said, anything by Lucille Bogan. Scream J said, Get You Wet by Plies. And I'm Touched by TT said, Nasty, Nasty Boosty. A few people said that Nasty, Nasty by Boosty. And, Chrissy and, Chloe Cake said that, LaRue. Nasty song.
This here.
Nasty song. Song not really nasty, though.
It's not.
He just keeps saying nasty song, but he ain't really nasty.
Catcher the Romance says, Nasty Grind by Adina Howard.
That's a good one.
Bubblicious says, Kilo, Love in Your Mouth. K. Cole says, F Faces by Scarface. The Dude's verse was Pearl Clutching. Pierre Bless says, Candy Liquor by Marvin Sees. Pookie So 48 says, Juicy Fruit, but I'm not sure how to pronounce this artist. Vibe the Great says, Rated X by Cool G Rap.
Y'all going back.
Yeah, Ryan Christopher says, How Many Licks?
Look him? Oh, was it?
Yeah,
they didn't list the artist.
Lil Kim had one called
Lil Kim, but I don't know. It might be another song. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. And then a lot of people put Akineli's.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I really don't. 34 said Whipped Cream, Nuts and Cherries by Goldie. Working Mom of 3 says Some Cut.
Trivia.
Yeah. Kirby Denise said Stand Up In It by Theotis Ely.
Theotis Ely, Stand Up In It.
Who is Theotis
Ely? He never heard Stand Up In It. Go to YouTube and Google Stand Up In It. Perfect. That's your mama them song.
I got Go Baby, of course. WAP, Nasty by Boosie, and Akinetti.
Okay.
It makes me think of, like, for the people who put the more cleaner, nastier song, should I say? Like the ones that aren't really, really, really nasty.
Yeah.
Like the Lil Rue song.
Yeah, that ain't really
nasty. Like, that's not really, really nasty, you know? I mean, it's a nasty song, but it's not really, really nasty. Yeah.
It's
you
just
think
called
of,
a nasty song.
Like, Akineli's Put It In Your Mouth. So it makes me, it makes me wonder, like, do you not listen? Like, are you purposely not listening to this other music? You like, it's just too much. I can't listen to it. Or have you just never been privy to it?
Oh, okay. I got you.
I wonder.
That, but then, you know, my we talked about off the air with that Janet Jackson. Would You Mind? Now, that's a nasty song right
that's
there.
That's a nasty song.
That's a nasty. It was banned in the United States, wasn't it?
Play it when we get
it's on. One of my
hey, God, just put that song back in.
Play it when we get on. When we go.
He lose his job, and obviously you as a friend ain't going to give him another one.
I'm not the hiring manager. I am not the hiring manager. Thank you. I do
don't
not
do
hire,
it, Kyle.
Fire,
do
or
not do it.
I just recommend. I could just recommend. I'm like the chief of police. I could just recommend. That's all I can do. All right, you know the Madhouse voicemail is always wide open. Anything you heard on the show, you can comment on 704-227-8780.
No Limit in the Madhouse. It's your boy Manny Swift calling you to let you know I just cashed that vote. Get our people out there to do that. Tell them to do that. Cast that vote. I did mine.
Ooh, good morning, man. Gas Crazy House. Larry, you is a trip, hun. That Thursday I tried to get you, but I couldn't reach you. You think you slick trying to joke that guy where he work at. You think you slick. I caught that, though. But anyway, one of the nastiest songs got to be that Uncle Luke. It don't matter if somebody or Jason Derulo swallow. What now? I want me to say what the hell to do? Just swallow and stop talking all the time. Just because you want to get in the ring with me, Mr. What the hell? I tell you what. You wear your boy shorts, I wear mine, and whoever win, win. But when I get you on your back, I'm headed for that crack.
Oh, this is Mr. What the hell? I want to give a shout out to my mama, Helen Davis, and the sisters for feeding folks on Bader Ford that wanted a meal or needed a meal. I want to give a shout out to No Limit Larry and Block Love Charlotte. We're traveling way down to Raleigh to feed folks. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Ain't no limit. Boy, you know what really get on my nerve about them boys that got them challenges and charges. The ones that ain't got the scat pack be making all that damn noise and don't be going nowhere. Look here, if you run up on me when I'm in that white thing and you ain't got that scat pack, I will bust that ass. And look here, this is the last week to early vote before November the 3rd. Everybody in Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, if you can hear my voice, period, get your ass out and vote. Ying, ying, ying.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers. They go
down in the deal.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door here. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, October 26th. Offset, he had a run-in with the police, and it was all captured on his Instagram Live. In the video, you see him being asked to step out of his car. He refuses, repeatedly saying that his hands are on the steering wheel, and y'all got guns pointed at me now. He repeatedly also tells the officers that he is Offset from the Migos, but they don't seem to care. Then you see an officer reach into the car, unlock the door as they begin to pull Offset out. Beverly Hills police deny Offset was arrested. Cardi's cousin was in the car, and he was arrested and charged with carrying a concealed and loaded firearm in public. There's another video that has come out of when the police are pulling Offset out of the car. Cardi gets out of the car because she's following in the car behind him. They had just finished shopping. And she gets out of the car, and she goes off. She's like, I don't know what you're not going to do. Is arrest my husband. What is going on? So, yeah. That's what happened with Offset this week.
That was crazy. I watched a video where Cardi was walking up to it. It looked really, really crazy. And they said they didn't arrest him and they let him go. But they didn't even say why they detained him. Why did they detain him?
They detained him. They say that because someone reported that he was waving a gun at outside of the car, and there were Trump supporters that were by there. So they were saying that he was waving a gun at Trump supporters. That's what caused them to pull him over. Sasha Obama, she was seen on her friend's TikTok rapping JT's part on Moneybagg song Says Something, the remix. Now, it sent social media into a tizzy. Of course, she rapped the unedited Sort of. Her friend has since deleted all of the TikToks.
Come on, friend.
That included Sasha Obama. If y'all want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. You all can check out Sasha Obama in this video. The girl is 19 years old. Leave her alone. Leave her alone.
Give me what she wants.
It's okay. Calm down, folks. She's a 19-year-old that's doing what 19-year-olds do.
Stop posting everything, friend. You about to get my phone shut down.
All the other 19-year-olds post on TikTok. Calm down. She wasn't doing anything horrible. She's just rapping a song that she heard on the radio. It is what it is. During a recent interview, 21 Savage was asked if he had any songs about his past relationship with Amber Rose on his new album. He quickly shut that down, saying, "Do I miss her? Hell nah. I ain't made no songs about her. She's in a relationship. I'm happily in love. I have a family. I'm good." He continued, and then he made a big announcement. He said, "You can't let them know everything. I'm happily in love. I'm married. I'm happy." Now, he didn't reveal who his wife is or how long that they've been married. Someone hit me up. One of my nosy neighbors hit me up and said that he's married to his baby mama. And she was the one that was able to get him a green card.
Oh, that's what's up.
I don't know how true that is, but yeah, that's what the story is.
Okay.
As he's not giving much information about
it. If it is true, he better have married her.
Thousands of Drake fans took to social media to wish Drake a happy birthday over the weekend as he celebrated. Some fans were sort of confused when they read his dinner menu. The menu started off with the good stuff. Calamari, sushi, salad, chicken, steak fries, grilled shrimp. But it was the last two items that had people a tad bit concerned. Grilled cauliflower and mac and cheese. Now, that's fine, right? It's what's in them. Sun-dried tomatoes, capers, parsley, and raisins. Drake was serving people macaroni and cheese with raisins in it, y'all.
By Drake.
Drake was serving it.
By Drake.
One person said, "If I went to a Drake birthday party and got macaroni and cheese with raisins in it, I'd honestly sue that man." You're not going to be Drake serving me macaroni and cheese with raisins in it. Just think about that. Think about macaroni and cheese with raisins in it. Disgusting.
I don't like raisins anyway, so ew. Disgusting.
How could you even look at... Imagine it just being sitting up there on your plate. Macaroni and cheese, you see some little brown dots on it.
I'm going to jump because I'm going to think it's a bug.
Yeah, you so crazy.
Happy birthday to Hillary Clinton, Toya Wright, and Tokyo Jets. I'm Miss Jessica Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.